What's all that ruckus in Ammon?
Brian Kohberger doesn't like prison.
Another postcard gets the city wrong, and the state, and the country.
And are these gas station panties yours?
It's right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers, disruptors, and side hustlers.
Shitheads and dickheads.
Yeah, you're welcome too. Because it's not like we're not those things.
I mean, we literally have a hat for it.
Oh yeah, where's the last time we bought?
Good old shitty.
I should have, it's right here within arm's reach. Obvs.
I know.
There's so many times, you know, I'll definitely break it out this episode.
Yeah, you have no idea how many times I catch myself just staring at that little smiling poop. He looks so damn smug.
Poop emoji. It's a cute poop. Anyway, hit that like button. Let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes. I'm just going to keep it right here. Okay.
You could say it's kind of shitney.
Well, yeah. Britney Spears. Sorry.
What? I was going for like shitty, but it's on your knee, so shitney.
Yeah.
I was trying to do a pun.
Yeah. This is, yeah.
Not solid.
Yep, you get some points.
You could say it's diarrheal.
Okay.
I'm horrible.
Well, I mean, we're already there. We've already fulfilled the promise of this show.
True.
I heard a hot take right before coming in this room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't invite me over to your place if you have cameras in your living room.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Oh. And I thought, well, who has cameras in their living room? Both of us.
Well, yeah, that's true, actually.
Like, okay, I have a small camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's pointed at my door for reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say I was in a home. I had a bad experience. I wish there had been a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is one.
I kind of think that that's sort of the, like, default for a lot of folks nowadays.
That's because, yeah, a couple people were like, oh, you mean if my doorbell camera and my hallway camera doesn't get you?
Right. Well, not only that too, but think of all of the benefits of having one, like especially if you've got kids or pets, or if you're not home.
A lot of people, yes, yeah. Use it as pet trackers.
Right.
One gal was talking about
her cats. And you want to make sure that your landlord doesn't just go into your apartment. But yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry, what were you saying about the cats?
One gal talking about her cats, and like she had to find out which cat was not drinking water.
Oh, uh-huh.
An all too familiar,
mm-hmm.
like household concern when yep. you have multiple cats and you're wondering which one of them is having the difficult time.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, like, have we gone from that's not cool or that's completely unexpected to no, that's just the way it is.
I mean, I feel like that's just the way
in the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, think of I burped a little. That was gross. But no, think of all of the funny internet videos of like cats or dogs or kids or someone doing something funny or dumb.
Yeah.
And they're all like these living room cameras that caught it.
Crazy.
I mean, think of how sad America's Funniest Home Videos would be without them. Really.
Right. Without the little Ring doorbell or Nest.
Right.
Doorbell logo up in the corner.
Yeah.
Another thing that I wanted to, this is what we were going to start the show with before that came along.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep scientists developed, this is one of those damn ideas. I know there's more ideas out there that I wish I would have thought of. This is one of them. You're going to die when you hear this. Sleep scientists developed an 8-hour delayed release caffeine pill to help wake you up in the morning.
Oh, holy shit. That is a really good
idea.
Brilliant. That's so smart.
We've talked on the show before about the Red Bull nap that college students take. They slam a Red Bull.
Smart.
Go down for a nap.
Yeah, and then wait for the caffeine to hit.
15, 20, 30 minutes later, they're up and rocking.
Well, and you know, the best part about it is it probably just took like a few more of those gelatin capsules.
Yeah.
You know, they probably just like Russian nesting dolled it until it like would last 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, that's really smart.
More.
Yeah, you know, the only thing I don't like about that though is that there are lots of times when I will think that I'm going to go to bed at a certain time.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't.
You got to be certain.
Yeah. Yeah. You like, you've got to take your sleeping pill, know you're about to fall asleep. And then right as you are about to lay your head on your pillow and close your eyes, that's when you take your caffeine pill.
Yeah. Okay. Could you take a, I guess you could take both, right? Take the sleeping pill or mm-hmm. take the sleeping pill an hour or two before bed.
Yeah.
And then right before bed, mm-hmm. take the 8-hour release pill.
Yeah.
Just taking your uppers and your downers.
Doing a real Judy Garland there.
Yeah. Having it sorted.
I just thought about another thing with the camera thing. Mm-hmm. Sorry to cycle back to that. Mm. But the one thing that does freak me out about having a camera in my living room is hackers. Because I've heard of lots of people hacking right. into like baby monitors and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And that is terrifying.
Mine is not online.
Yes.
It is yeah. not tied to a cloud.
Right, which I think is the move.
Yeah, and what if I need it to be?
Right, if you want to check it while you're gone, then you kind of have to have it that way.
Right.
But I guess you sort of just have to remember, like, okay, you can't say anything private in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
That's still public space. Right. See, that's why having a family room would fucking rule, you know?
Yeah. Well, you've seen the new Meta glasses.
Right.
Both, I think, Ray-Ban and Oakley, right? Mm-hmm. Now have the glasses with the little camera right there.
Yep.
And I think they were too big and too impractical, but now they're making them stylish.
Right.
I bet that was the primary objection
mm-hmm.
that Meta realized we've got to confront and face and solve.
Fix, yeah, before they'll be a marketable product.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But also, I think that tends to be pretty reasonable. Because generally, like, if you are inviting this person into your home or, like, if you're out in public, there's not really an expectation of privacy, so...
Right. How long is it before the world's first, you know, Meta Ray-Ban podcast?
I mean, right?
World's... We'll call it IFAFPOV.
Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay. Mike's view. So Carly's view.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to see... I mean, then
Rango really is lying there
in
the studio.
The only shitty thing is then they would see all of the, like, random shit scattered around the room.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, okay. Okay. I've got a closing tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I got the Mike Helps Idaho Giant charity check.
Yep.
Right there.
Sitting out and about, ready to go.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Donate $100 to your favorite charity mm-hmm. at closing. You choose.
Yeah, I think that's such a great idea.
How about straight to comments and follow-ups?
Let's do it.
You know I'm a fan of August and the Old Farmer's Almanac because that's when the winter predictions come out.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's going to be August 26th.
Okay.
So when is this episode? This episode today is. It's coming out August 25th. So that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. So this is episode 107. We'll have that for you next episode. Mm-hmm. 108, baby. We're in region 13. Or, you know, you can hit up the website yourself tomorrow and find out.
You could. You could. But if you don't care that much about it, you'll know that you'll hear it here.
You will. Because we get excited about that
mm-hmm.
nerdy shit. Right. Thank you, Lorena from Shortstop Market. She followed us.
Uh-huh.
Also, just
now. We totally second called her Joanna. Sorry about that, Lorena.
Yeah. I think because we had just been talking about
Spirit Halloween being in the corpse of Joanne's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derp.
It happens. I've done stuff like that so many times. Yeah. I can't even judge.
And you've been into our Spirit Halloween.
I have.
This year already.
Yes.
Yep. And they've got a theme?
Oh, yeah. So every year they do like a big main display. It's like a sort of tunnel, like a scare tunnel,
mm-hmm.
you know? Last year it was kind of circus themed. They had some really cool stuff. Like this kind of circular screen that sort of spun like the guy on the wheel and you throw the daggers and I can't think of any other better words.
Yeah, the knife thrower.
But yeah, they had stuff like that this year.
Sort of like American Horror Story.
Yes.
Freak
exactly,
Show.
Exactly.
Coven.
Right. Each Murder season House. Is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently this season it's Madison Scare Park.
Okay.
Yeah. So this one's a haunted subway.
Like Madison Square Park? Mm-hmm. Madison Square Garden? Yeah, like a New York City.
Yeah.
Okay, and a haunted subway.
Basically, right. Which makes sense because it's underground. There's usually crazy shit happening on it. Like, really, subways are kind of spooky if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scary stuff can happen there.
Does any other city have a subway other than New York and, I don't know, San Francisco? I've ridden on
I think LA has.
BART.
Yeah. I mean, LA has a metro, but I don't know if it's considered a subway because I know part of it's above ground.
I wonder if Spirit Halloween's corporate headquarters is New York City and they're like, oh, this is great. The rest of America is going to love this.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never ridden on a, you've never what?
Right. I've taken the subway a couple of times.
I haven't. I've never been to New York.
Posh. Right. Now, that being said, out of all of the themes they could have done, is this like the scariest? Probably not, but
it's a neat theme.
It's fun.
It's something.
Yeah. Well, and you have no idea how hard it was to get footage of it without getting kids in it because they were all up in there playing with like the controls and stuff like that.
I had the same challenge.
Yeah. So if we did get it, then we'll put it up. There's, and if we didn't, we won't.
Well, and if I were better at editing, there's face tracker software.
I know, but that's so annoying.
You can track it and pixelate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in fact, I might do that coming up here. But first, let's. I want to keep the positivity. Do we have a really good positivity ball rolling so far?
I think so.
Good.
I feel particularly peppy today.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay. And you look peppier.
Well, I was going to say, I think your shirt is getting me in the mood because that's a very peppy shirt.
Well, bright and colorful. By the way, this is a MotorView drive-in t-shirt. Their final weekend this past weekend, Thursday, Friday, and then a free community night Saturday with the Goonies. But yeah, this is the MotorView drive-in shirt from Barbie.
Uh-huh. I know. I loved that one.
A couple years ago, and you're wearing this fantastic, I don't know, thank 60s you. Flower girl dress.
I know. Isn't this so fun?
I love the colors.
I tried the Twiggy eyeliner a little. And I don't think I quite got it, but I tried.
And we're actually recording early, so you can GTFO and go to the East Coast and help a family member or do some stuff. Yeah,
I've just got some family stuff coming up and, you know.
All right. Yeah,
we're being extra proactive. You're welcome.
Yeah. Want to thank, just YouTube was just a haven of great comments. Drea, yes, I was a little salty, wasn't I? She made some observations about my behavior in the last show.
Oh, yeah?
I'll try to dial it down this episode, Drea. Thank you so much.
That's funny. I didn't see that comment.
Cammy said, I agree, Carly. I don't know how your name is spelled. Sorry.
That's okay.
She did it the classic.
It's a really stupid spelling, to be fair. So you're good.
It's just K-A-R-L-E-Y, Cammy, instead of the classic Carly. But like, right, like if you've got a name like that, you know.
Yeah, I don't even care if people spell it wrong. I get it.
Yeah. And Mike, by the way, is short for Mycicle. All right.
I want to. Wait, that doesn't work.
Oh! Cammy says, tomato soup definitely needs to be creamy.
Thank you. Agreed. Any heathen out there that doesn't think that, I think that they just like marinara sauce too much. You know? They're the kind of person who would bathe in it just for fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a vampire bathes in blood.
I don't trust them.
Want to say thanks to Maria Avila, who said, out of all podcasters entrusted in quotes, in scare quotes, news sources in Idaho Falls, you guys are my favorite.
Oh, thanks. That's actually really nice.
Even out of all of Idaho,
you also shouldn't trust us, but you know,
no,
we at least try.
and that's not in our slogan anywhere.
Right.
Maria, thank you so much for your comment. Oh, and then finally, Greg Hale says 200 milligrams of caffeine is a lot. Are you in grade school, Mike?
I wouldn't expect a Hale to be out there throwing some shade. Although I guess the name does imply it, doesn't it?
Greg, first of all, let me start with, listen here, f***o. Respectfully.
That's a lot of caffeine.
I'm kidding. That's a lot of caffeine, bro. Are you kidding?
I mean, okay, that's at least 4 cups of coffee.
I mean, yes.
I mean, you would be shitting your pants at that point.
I don't know.
That's a lot of coffee.
Okay. I was buzzing off of half of the Alani Witch's Brew.
Right.
Which, by the way, came to both Sam's Club and Costco last Thursday. They may already be out.
It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
And now we're looking for that pumpkin cream.
Yes.
Maybe check in with Shortstop Market to see if they have it. Follow them on Facebook because they post about that stuff. You know who else posts is Landon Sweet Lovin' Corn.
Yes.
We had a midnight snack the other night.
We did.
It was so funny. We're sitting around and I said, what if? Uh-huh. Yeah, we opened up that air fryer and
it was so nice.
Asked ChatGPT exactly how to do it. I don't know what we did, but
It turned out perfect. And of course, because my little pup was with us, we had to give him some. And then the next day, when I took him out to go potty, it looked like a little baby corn was coming out of his butt.
Let's just say, without getting too graphic, we know it's about 18 hours for things to go through his system. For his little chihuahua tubes.
Yep.
From the mouth hole to the...
the bee hole.
All right. Oh, also, Miani.
Oh, yeah.
Miani.
Yeah.
Real name, Mandy.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned that she is at the Idaho Potato Museum.
Gift shop. Uh-huh.
Gift shop and food experience at the end. And so she saw our TikTok about, hey, they've got fries, they got chili, they got cheese on the menu, but they don't have chili cheese fries.
Right.
So she said she's going to pass that along.
Yeah, they really should. I'm glad. Thank you.
Thanks, Mandy.
You want to know what's funny? I actually ran into her at Spirit Halloween.
Get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
How funny is that, right?
All right, that's funny. Okay. Small world? No. Small town.
Yeah.
Okay. More follow-ups. Hello, Pocatello. We talked last episode about how a news source and a trust gave them some love, and that's great. They deserve all the love.
Yeah, I think every new podcaster should get a little bit of love here and there.
Right, a little, you know? A little bump or something.
Yeah, yeah. Especially like if we actually that's care awesome. About our community and we want to have people excited to talk about it, we have to boost them up. We have to bolster them.
Yeah, so I was really sort of encouraged that before a news source and a trust did a story on them, they had 4 YouTube subscribers. Mm-hmm. After a news source and a trust did a story on them, 5 whole YouTube subscribers.
Is that as of press time right now?
No, actually, I think they're up to 7.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Now, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, they've nearly doubled it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder about that particular news organization still.
Sure.
Like earlier this evening, I think probably like after dinner, I checked to see if they still had... you know, those ads that behave like a virus?
Yeah.
Sure enough.
That doesn't surprise me too much.
But no sooner had we talked about that than they were on social media saying, hey guys, I guess we have this issue. So I don't know, do they, it seems like they listen to our show.
Oh, maybe.
They're aware of our show. They know that we nail the zeitgeist in East Idaho. But it's not news.
Maybe after we talked about it, a bunch of people complained about it.
Maybe.
You know? Maybe we've just got fervent followers.
Here's where we're going to find out if they really have the investigative chops that I think they do. This ain't hard, guys. It's not like Nancy Drew and the case of the mysterious disappearing virus-looking website. There's a URL in the title bar. There's probably a redirect in there, but I'm betting the way it works, I'm no IT professional, Carl, but I'm betting the way it works is a site the size of a news source in a trust probably has a third-party app service provider that not only is a clearinghouse for external ads from the outside, but also internal ads if they have a local advertiser. I think they do from time to time.
I mean, I would assume so.
So they just need to put it on them.
Right.
They just need to put it on that site and say, okay, one of your advertisers is doing a dirty redirect for some of our users. I don't know if it's just on iPhone.
Yeah.
Or what?
I don't think it is because I definitely have a hard time visiting their site too. And I'm not an iPhone user. So.
Sometimes it jumps you all the way to the top.
Oh, I know. I hate that. That drives me
You're
nuts.
Almost done reading the article. Maybe you could work on that.
Yeah.
A special investigation. I mean, but then again, like these are the same guys. Seriously, just last week, one of their main reporters, one of their main dudes posted, hey, Herp Derp, I haven't heard of Dubai, or I haven't tried Dubai chocolate yet. Is it a thing? Is it good? Now, look, maybe they were just fishing for some viral.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's like 2 years old at this point, is it not?
It's pretty old. Yeah.
I'm just like,
I mean, it's not that old.
I'm trying to decide
what
I want from a news person. Do I want hip and cool and happening and, you know, now? Or do I want a year behind?
Okay. Now, that being said, let's give them a little credit here in the sense that the Dubai chocolate thing has only recently hit Southeast Idaho.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Now, I would still say it's been 6 or 7 months ago.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Right. Well, yeah. Like when I know that when we did it, which was like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
We were 6 months late.
I mean, I wouldn't say we were because it was still hard to find in town.
Yeah. Let's not say 2 years. Let me amend that to one year. Yeah. I think it was big on TikTok last summer.
Right, right.
And that's why we applaud Lorena, not yes. Joanna, at Shortstop Market for being on top of the trends mm-hmm. and having it all there.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, realistically, Dubai chocolate has only recently become pretty
okay, I get what you're doing. I get what you're doing, Carly.
Like, just the other day, I went into Albertsons and they had a stand of Dubai chocolate. I'd never seen that in a major retailer in town before.
Right.
You know?
And like, I thought about it. I really did think about it. Like, do I want my news guys to be like, you know, talking about K-pop demon hunters?
Next year?
Right. Yeah. But like, right now, is that important to me? And the answer is yes.
Right.
You know, okay. You know, when you see, this is what they were talking about in 1992 on NBC News. Mm-hmm. It was like, you won't believe the next big thing in technology. It's called internet. And pretty soon, everybody's going to be talking. Like, even then, Netscape had existed for a couple of years.
Right, right.
And people were using it. Mm-hmm. But then, like, this stuffed shirt in a suit and tie goes, well, I'm just finding out about this now. Well, then you don't have kids. You don't have any friends. You don't have neighbors. You have zero social life. I don't know what you're doing reading court transcripts or whatever, but AI can do that for you now.
I mean, that's true.
Anyway, like, okay, do I want my news person to have a hot take? I haven't seen a hot take from any news person ever in this market.
To be fair, I don't necessarily know if I do want them to have it.
Exactly.
You know?
I don't either.
Yeah. I want them to just give me the facts and then I can decide.
But sometimes I feel when they do stuff like that or just stare mindlessly at a teleprompter, I'm thinking in the back of my head, all floof, no brains. That's what I'm thinking. That's my opinion.
Well, and that's the thing,
that too. That I'm developing.
Well, and also newscasters aren't necessarily personalities.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, like they're going to start saying, start digging in your butt, twin, like in a year. They're just now hearing about Skibidi.
Oh, geez.
And Riz.
Oh, I hate Skibidi so much. Riz, I don't mind as much, but Skibidi can go to hell.
Their favorite song in 2 years will be Golden by Huntrix.
Okay, can we talk about that just a little?
It lives in my head rent-free all the time. Yes. Right.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
We watched K-pop Demon Hunter because all the kids were, and that's all anyone was talking about, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not really into K-pop. I know a lot of people are, and I'm not saying it's bad. I just haven't given it a fair shake. Mm-hmm. I probably would like it if I did, but I don't know anything about any of them at all, period, the end. You know?
It's poppy EDM.
Right.
Is what it is. Like,
but what I was going to say is, even as someone who knows basically nothing about K-pop, I didn't feel like K-pop Demon Hunter music sounded very K-pop.
Right.
It sounded very American to me.
Right. It's almost been homogenized down to a Britney Spears 25 years ago sound-alike sound.
Yeah.
To me, it's got some more to it.
The only song that sounded like K-pop to me was the Soda Pop one.
Yeah.
Okay. In my opinion.
Yeah.
And I feel like the female vocals in it didn't sound very Korean, like, at all. And I'm not saying that they had to have Korean accents or anything, but I know that generally in a lot of Asian countries, the women tend to have very, very high-pitched voices. You know, like, that's generally what's considered attractive.
Yeah.
And so it was a little weird to have the main characters all have pretty low voices for girls.
I don't know. I mean, you know? I guess we could dial up ChatGPT and say, what are the characteristics of K-pop?
Yeah.
And can you identify them in the songs that are in K-pop Demon Hunters? But I'm kind of thinking, like, did we hear there's going to be a sing-along
yes.
in theaters?
Yes, there is.
I didn't want to go to the Taylor Swift one.
No.
I didn't want to go to, like, I'm trying to think of
Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
But I might go to this one.
Oh, really?
They're just so damn catchy.
It is pretty catchy. It's pretty catchy.
Watch them on Netflix with the captions on. Memorize the words.
Uh-huh. Well, here's what I will say, though.
I'll embarrass the hell out of myself.
You can just have a sing-along in your house.
That's true.
And then you don't have to hear any annoying kids screaming it at the top of their lungs like they're going to do.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Concert etiquette, I feel, has gotten really shit lately.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, people are just sitting there scream singing the lyrics as if we came to see them when we sure as shit did not.
Came to hear them.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm sorry, I paid $300 for this ticket. Please shut the hell up.
Right.
You know? Or I've even seen people who are bringing big old signs. And a sign here and there is fine, or even doing it for, like, a minute is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there are people posting on, like, Twitter, and they're saying, like, this was my view the entire show, and it's the back of some bitch's sign. Like,
No. Have
a little social awareness, dude. Yeah. Remember that everyone paid the same price, if not more, depending on where you are in the theater, for these tickets, and maybe be a little thoughtful.
Right. I'm not sure what to do about that.
Yeah. I honestly, like, it's just fueling my want to become a recluse more and more, you know, like I used to like big events like that. And the more I go, the more I'm like, I don't want to slog through this sea of people. This sounds horrible.
Right.
You know,
well, I think 2020 set us all back a little bit.
Oh, right.
And made us go, oh, this is a way it could be.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't hate it.
Yeah. I know a lot of people really struggled during the lockdowns and stuff. And so I don't want to be too flippant, but I will say I kind of thrived. I had a really nice 2 weeks in.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Yeah.
I had just gotten into real estate and I'm like, the year before.
Right. Yeah. And which is tricky.
I'm like, okay, well, I learned everything. Now it's completely changed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really, it was just a matter of buying a bunch more hand sanitizer and masks.
Right.
And booties.
Uh-huh.
So not too much had changed, just some accessories.
Sure.
I had to accessorize a little bit more.
Who doesn't like accessorizing?
But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I did like it. In the first few weeks, I did like it because we were all watching what? Tiger King and Frozen 2. I
love Tiger King.
I did a little Frozen 2 parody.
Uh-huh. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. And let's slide this one real quick in before the buzzer, in before the break. Last week, we talked about Olive Osmond, the matriarch of the Osmond family, being born in 1925. That's 100 years ago. It's the 100-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And she was born in Malad, where Idaho begins.
Yep.
Isn't that their slogan? Because she lives just in a little southwest suburb called Samaria.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, as I was putting the, you know, editing the show to throw out, I was going to try to find a picture. Well, Remember, I've talked about my good buddy Nathan Osmond, who's a lender.
Yes.
In Utah. By the way, he's also licensed here in Idaho.
Uh-huh.
Plug, Nathan. He did a little YouTube video that I was able to watch. Let's just watch some of this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Samaria, Idaho. This is a plaque dedicated to my grandmother because right here, this cabin was the cabin in which she was born. Come with me. Let me show you my Idaho roots.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy Luke Waldron and his family, they've rebuilt this cabin right here, but this is where Grandma was born. Come on in. It's a two-bedroom cabin. Look at this. There used to be a piano right here, but this is the old stove and everything, and so many cool artifacts, pictures of my relatives right here on the wall. Make sure you come here and see Grandma's cabin right here in Samaria. It's awesome.
Nathan Osmond, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend. All right, not really, but we have talked on the phone a couple of times. And if you're looking for a lender that's licensed in Idaho and Utah, he's your man. Thanks so much for doing that video, bro.
Ladies, go thrifting at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-Shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-Shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
You see, you take the pill, 8 hours later, it wakes you up. What a great idea!
It's Idaho's Go-Go Talk Show, IFAF, Idaho Falls.
You know how I hate inconsistent branding, Carly?
I do.
We're not Idaho's Go-Go Talk Show yet.
Once I get some go-go boots, then.
But we could be. Yeah. You know what? With that f***ing outfit.
Right.
We almost could be.
I know, right?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I've got a couple.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But I'm truly a little down on my own town this week.
Oh, really?
With the news source in a trust not being able to figure out their own, like, ads. Here's one solution. Just turn the faucet off. Just stop ads for a second. Oh, well, we have commitments to multiple advertisers. Yeah. Sort of explain to them, we got bigger fish to fry for just a second.
Well, and not only that, but
comp
also...
comp them some ads later.
Well, and also, it's kind of about quality over quantity.
Aha!
You know, you can have the ads still going, but if no one's going to look at them because half of them are so spammy...
We say we're trustworthy. Actually... We want to live up to that name. Right. So...
Yeah, and they're not providing the value that they are selling.
Well, and okay, here's another example.
One could say... Allegedly.
Ripped from my Facebook feed. And you know how I've talked about local advertising agencies. Not all of them. There are some really good ones that have been around forever.
Plenty.
There's some that come and go.
Yeah.
Not to do a Chris Rock bit, but grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one this is going to be. Who can tell? But I do know they have spent thousands of dollars over the last week telling me about their product to the point where I had to like block them and say, I don't ever want to see this again.
Oh my gosh. Yep. I remember doing that with a couple of advertisers.
But it wasn't because of the repetition of the ad.
Mm-hmm.
It was because they actually misspelled a word. Do I dare play it? Oh, this is where I need the face pixelation software. If I can figure it out, it's here. If I can't or don't have time, it's not here. They misspelled the word professional.
Well, that's not very professional.
That's the exactly. So, you know, they misspelled a word.
And especially in the world of spell check.
The most important word.
Yeah. It makes you wonder how many eyes are on this. Do they have spell check? Like, you know.
Remember last episode we talked about using your pro, or did that get cut out?
I don't know.
We talked about using your product as a consumer and having a quality control manager.
Right, right.
Or maybe it got cut out. Anywho, this is another example of why you do that.
Right,
who's the last person with eyeballs on it, and are they intelligent enough to know how to spell the thing they say they are?
Right.
If not, maybe they shouldn't be in the business.
Okay, and can I just say, maybe this is a situation wherein they've misspelled the word so many times in their phone that now it misspells it, it autocorrects it to the misspelled word?
Oh, but it wasn't just part of the, like, post.
Uh-huh.
Like, burned into the video. And they, as many times as I saw it, probably have spent thousands of dollars over the last week.
Oh, that's rough.
Or maybe some of my verticals are real estate. Some of my verticals are marketing.
Right, right.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just based on my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you're going to be professi on aisle.
Oh, no.
You know, maybe you could just spell check your shit. Or roll with it, you guys. At this ad agency, we're professional We have the Croaturvity and Intargrity to make Intardasting Contart.
Okay, okay.
Our specialty is a tintoin to detoil. We've got this spammy news website. We've got this ad agency that is Professional.
Oh, man.
We've got this podcast, sure, but it's, you know, hosted by a has-been from the 2010s and a ginger who will steal your soul. That's why I'm just down, you know, on my town.
Also, that's really giving yourself a lot of credit. 2010s, come on. That more like 2000s max.
I was also in the 2000s.
Maybe the 1990s just a little bit.
Just teasing.
Mm-hmm. No. No, let's just be us. Throw it all out of here. It comes.
Look, you know what?
It's all out on the table.
We're not the heroes Idaho Falls deserves, but we're the ones you got.
That's true.
Just not heroes either. Yeah, No, if anything, we're the villains, I guess.
Somebody commented on TikTok, and I couldn't tell if it was not a compliment.
Oh.
But it was a fair observation. They said something like, I don't know who I imagined hosting a podcast about Idaho, but it sure as hell weren't these two. Like we are the I think they said something more like, these two are the unlikeliest people to be hosting a podcast
on Idaho.
Yeah.
Did they expect potato farmers?
Did you?
Like, I mean, I kind of.
You weirdo?
I don't think they're wrong either. It's
right.
Just...
I guess I wonder, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Who the hell would do a podcast about Idaho? Who's crazy enough to do that shit?
I was going
to
say no one's sane.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. How about headlines and then we make jokes?
Let's do it.
Here comes a real lowball that we missed. So it's been a lot of things have been piling up in my phone as we've been planning on and going for and then decompressing after
our
Oregon coast vacation. Mm-hmm. Deputies find life-size sex doll in Blackfoot River after 3-hour search for body.
Yeah, I remember when I first came across that and I sent it to you immediately and I was like, we have to cover
this. This is us.
Yeah, this is exactly the kind of content we should be covering.
Yes.
Yeah. Which also, okay, I do understand why you might not want to take your sex doll to a landfill because that's humiliating. And also, you cannot just dump it. You can't dump it. People are going to think it's a body.
Does it have
lithium? They're going to test it for DNA.
Ion
batteries? There's going to be so much on it.
There's so much. Like when they turn on the black light.
Right.
Is it Stan's dad who's in the tent after having just used the internet in South Park? Anybody? Or there's a scene in the hot tub in Drawn Together. Pretty much every adult animated cartoon apparently has a blacklight DNA scene.
Yeah.
I mean, but okay. So you got this sex doll.
Mm-hmm.
You get tired of her.
Right.
I'm assuming.
Right.
She doesn't, you know, do it for you like she used to.
You got a newer, younger model.
Yeah.
You know.
You traded her in.
Yeah. Which, okay, also, like.
What do you do? Do you saw her up in the bathtub first?
I would hope not.
And then double bag in the big black lawn bags?
Oh, you can't do that because that looks even more like a body.
Right.
Yeah. Honestly, at that point, you really do just have to take it to the dump.
Hang on. I just had an idea. Whenever you see adversity, you need to change it in your mind and think opportunity.
Right.
Mike and Carly's companion doll, life-size companion doll disposal service.
There we go.
Or wait a minute.
Don't worry what we do with them.
It's no concern of yours. Or, you know, what if you donate it? I know DI wouldn't do it. Probably St. Vincent de Paul wouldn't do it. Idaho the Youth Ranch, hope not.
Okay, I have actually seen so many posts about people finding things at like Goodwill or other donation stores that are like clearly used items for the bedroom. Marital aids, I think, was the word that you used the other day.
Couldn't our soldiers Can we send those to the front lines?
I mean, I think that venereal disease is already a problem among the military. If World War II adds mean anything,
you send some Clorox wipes too.
I just don't think that you should be, you know, I worry about people sharing those.
Yeah.
You know, all right. Without thinking about it.
But I guess, I don't know how it was. I imagine it was discovered floating face down in the river.
There's just got to be a better way.
And Blackfoot Search and Rescue or whoever.
Yeah.
Sorry, that all I've got is the headline.
That's so funny, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so messed up. Well, and also, what a waste of resources. Honestly, at that point, I think that they should figure out who dumped it just so that they can give them the bill.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah,
you don't go dumping things that look just like a... things that you pay extra for to look exactly like...
Well, and I was going to say, too, who has the money to go out and buy? Like, I've heard these things are like, what, $400 or $500?
I thought it was $4,000 or $5,000.
Oh, I don't know. A lot, though.
I haven't priced one. I've just heard.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, but like, let's say at least...
I may have priced one for a friend.
Let's say they're at least a few $100. Who has the money to just throw that out?
I think the ones in the $100 range are ones that you...
Well, yeah, maybe that.
Blow up.
Sure. But like an $800 one, there's probably like a decent one for that. I don't Maybe she's got like a, like maybe one of her eyes misprinted down here, but otherwise she's good.
We're way out in the weeds here.
You never know.
I'm going to speculate that you get what you pay for.
Probably.
And, you know, if you don't want it to pop on you.
Well, they're made out of silicone. They're not going to pop.
The inflatable ones.
Oh, sure. The inflatable
that
ones.
That I think you're thinking of.
No, I'm not thinking of the inflatable ones.
In the $100 price range?
No, but I just...
$6, $7, $8.
I know that silicone has become more and more readily available. I have to assume that they found... I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't go...
We're pretending to not know.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Point is, even if it's just a few $100, who has the money to just throw it in the river and go get a new one all, like on a whim?
How about a palate cleanser?
Thank you.
Look at this postcard for Utah.
Oh, another one.
Yes. Carly, you remember when we talked about a quick hello from Boise postcard?
Yes. And it's actually Idaho Falls on the picture.
That looks like it came from maybe, I don't know, the Microtel Inn. If it didn't, then I take that back. It just looks like, in my opinion.
Microtel is better than that.
I don't know, but I think their colors are yellow and blue.
That's true.
But somebody said, I don't know where the hell these postcards are coming from or what hotel chain is making this decision. Somebody pointed out that ain't Utah.
Mm-hmm.
The only city in Utah that would be big enough to have that sizable skyline would be Salt Lake City.
Right.
And it ain't.
No.
No temple.
Right.
No capital. No, there's a couple other.
Like Salt Lake City Walker has Center. A very distinctive skyline.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
No Grand America.
Right. Well, and not to mention all of the mountains.
I guess it's Edmonton, Canada.
Not even the right country.
Not even the right country. Right continent.
That's messed up.
Are we? But the thing is, I think we're going to see more and more of this shit.
Yeah, it's like greetings from Arizona, and it's actually Mexico.
As kids who went through the 2020 pandemic no school years, join the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
As like we just get dumber and dumber, as Idiocracy, the film by
plays out in real time right in front of our eyes.
Created King of the Hill. Why can't I think of his name?
I'm the worst.
He did Office Space. Mike Judge.
There you go. You got just there.
Prophetic film. Becomes realized in this country.
Fun fact about Idiocracy, maybe I've shared this before, but when they were doing the costume design for that, they were struggling to decide on the shoes for a second.
Uh-huh.
Finally, the costume designer found a little indie brand that had what they considered the fuggliest shoes ever and decided to use them for the show. And basically they were like, no one will ever, like, these are never going to be a big deal. Like, these are hilarious and great for the movie and that's it. They were Crocs, by the way. And they were like, no, this will never be. Here it is.
That shoe's name?
Yes.
Albert Einstein.
But yeah.
All right. Crocs
are just the worst. I hate them.
We'll keep track of these postcards that aren't what they say they are. We started a campaign of AI shitposting. And by when I say we started one, I mean, we've done one.
Yes.
It was mildly successful. But my idea for the next one is to talk about all sorts of Idaho landmarks and parks and stuff and just have an AI created version of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
honestly, it'll probably be more accurate than these postcards have been.
Right. Let's all say boo-hoo together for Brian Koberger, who apparently is having kind of a hard time in prison.
Boo-hoo. Also, can I just say, this is proof that he did not think he was going to get caught. Because he'd already been bullied before. He already knew what normal people were like, right?
Uh-huh.
And he didn't think that it would get 100,000 times worse in jail, where all of the people, like,
he didn't think he was going to get caught. Don't
give a fuck about how they act anymore. You know, they know that they can be assholes because they've been, like, you were a big enough asshole to end up in jail. Of course you're going to bully other people in jail.
He's filed an initial complaint saying other inmates were flooding their cells on purpose while subjecting him to minute-by-minute verbal threats and harassment. What the f*** did you think jail was like?
Right.
There, BK. Right.
Yeah. Hilarious, by the way.
You can't have it your way.
No.
You don't rule.
Yeah. Well, and frankly, there is still a hierarchy of, like, prisoners, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the ones on the bottom are the murderers, the, you know, chomos, the R-worders.
Right. One, and you'll just have to read my lips because I'm sure we'll bleep both of these words. One, Koberger claimed one inmate told him, I'll b**k you. You know, which is what you do when you drop the soap.
Maybe I shouldn't have laughed at that. Oh, yeah. I feel a little bad. It's only because I hate Brian Koberger so much because he's such a POS.
Yeah.
And I mean, should we really be wanting that to happen to anyone, but also, like, he sucks. I don't know. There's lots of moral conundrums here.
I don't really have a question mark in my mind.
I don't know. Yeah.
Does that make me a bad person?
What I will say is I do think that that is sort of a natural consequence to his actions. People know that that's what happens in jail. If you do something that lands you in jail, you might have that happen to you.
You know what happened to Dahmer in jail, right? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Remind me.
Famous cannibal from the 80s.
Yeah, didn't he get murdered in jail? Okay,
They killed the fuck out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
So, another inmate said, this is the confusing part, the only ass we'll be eating is Koberger's.
Okay, wait, that's kind of funny, though.
I mean,
generally, that's considered a pleasurable act.
Right.
But you clearly mean it in a menacing way.
Yeah, what a threat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it should be the other way around if you're going to follow through with that.
I wouldn't. Here's the thing. Hmm. Like, if I were someone who had a penis, I definitely would be very selective about who I allowed to put it in their mouth because that's very vulnerable.
Right. You could
know? Yeah.
Lorena Bobbitt that thing right off.
I mean, in Shawshank Redemption, like, that's how he convinces them not to, you know, make him do that.
Oh, right.
Because he's like, well, don't stab me in the head, because if you do, I'm going to clamp down and then you're going to be, you know, one limb short.
We really have. A couple of times we've ventured outside of our expert territory. And so,
which is very narrow.
Yeah, we'll just reel it back in. And
Either way, fuck you, Brian.
Yeah.
Go to hell.
We mean that.
Yeah.
A couple neat things.
Yeah.
The world's biggest, from neighboring states, that's the category of these next two stories.
Okay.
The world's biggest wildlife crossing bridge is under construction on I-25 south of Denver.
Oh, I love that. That's nice.
Check this out. It'll cover 6 lanes of I-25.
Oh, wow.
And will create 39,000 acres of land.
Oh, wow.
The overpass will be 204 feet wide. It'll cost $15 million. That's it?
That's not that bad.
That's pretty cheap. I mean, that's, you know.
For such vital infrastructure that'll save so many lives, both critter and person.
Well, considering, right, wasn't the Sphere like $1 billion or two? I know City Creek Center in Salt Lake City was a $2 billion mall, right?
Right, right.
So for $15 million, shit, let's do that everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere there's an overpass.
I guess the
and
difference.
Animals.
The difference is that it's not a money making venture, and that's why so many people have a hard time wanting to invest in it, but it's a money saving venture. You know, think of all of the times that you're not going to have to fix the road. You're not going to have people fix cars. You're not going to have people dying. I mean, human life is invaluable.
Well, and so, animals. Yeah. Animal life.
Yes.
Animals are going to cross on this thing.
Exactly.
This holds to my theory that any problem humankind can create, we can also solve.
I would hope so.
So that's in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Up north there, hey, in Montana, JT and Jessica Biel have left California and opted for Big Sky, Montana. Now, JT, what the hell's happening with him? Like, is he, I guess he doesn't give a fuck at his concerts anymore?
It doesn't surprise me.
Did you see that footage of him going, I got that? And then he lets the audience sing the rest of the song, it looks like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and I think after the whole Britney Spears thing, he I feel like a lot of people kind of turn their backs on him, you know?
Anyway, when you drive to Bozeman, Montana, and we have a couple of times.
Right.
You see the roads going up from Big Sky and the Gallatin Gateway there.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, oh, I wonder how much those homes are. I bet they're nice. Oh, you have no idea.
No idea.
I had no idea. As a real estate agent, I had no idea.
Right.
Guess how much the home is estimated to be worth?
$2 billion.
No. Okay, well, that takes the...
I'm kidding.
Yeah. This ain't the City Creek Mall. 25 to 30 million.
Oh, I mean, still... Okay, for a home in Montana, insane.
Yeah.
You know? And realistically, why I was going a little pie in the sky was because I was like, okay, it's Justin Timberlake. Like, he's going to have a very expensive house, you know? But I don't know. I kind of hate it because I'm so sick of these hoity-toities moving in and making things too expensive for the people who are already here.
Well, and it's just funny because, you know? I mean, I guess that, you know, we're all going to make more and more money or something. Is that the theory? I don't know. Mm. We've joked about the billionaires have pushed the millionaires out of Jackson Hole.
Yeah.
I wonder if the same thing will happen in Big Sky, Montana. So the home, estimated to be $25 or $30 million, includes a $400,000 introductory membership fee and over $30,000 in annual fees for access to its amazing amenities like private ski slopes, private golf course, guided horseback rides, and concierge services.
I mean, I get it because there are things that need to be maintained, but also can things just stop being a subscription for like 5 seconds?
Yeah.
You know?
Right?
Like, okay, for example, my car is supposed to have... a remote start.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't use it because I need to get the Subaru Starlink thing. And because my car's a reclaimed title, I have to like call the dealership and I just have not taken the time to do it.
Yeah.
You know? And also like kind of f*** you. Like you don't really have that feature then if I have to pay extra for it every month.
I've got a buddy that I talk to almost exclusively on Marco Polo.
Yes.
And I've heard you're supposed to get it for like foreign real estate clients. Mm-hmm. I'm still kind of like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
If there ever is the necessity, though, I'll know how to use it.
Sure, sure.
But it's one of those apps that like is barely functional, in my opinion.
Right, right.
And we've started using that language a little bit more. Barely functional. And like, if you want it to play once you, you know, close the app so that you can multitask, or if you want to fast forward or rewind in any significant way, like you've got to unlock it and do the monthly service. It's like, no.
That's so dumb. Then you don't even have that feature.
Honestly, I think the only app in recent memory that I've used to live a augmented reality existence.
Right. Uh-huh.
Is ChatGPT.
Yeah.
I saw a bit today about how it was like us in the future and he had to pee, but he didn't know if he could go. So he had to add, like, the joke is you can't even go to the bathroom without consulting with
ChatGPT. Yeah.
ChatGPT first.
Yeah. Dumb.
And I wonder if that's kind of what we're coming to.
You know what? One of these days I need to sit down and time how much time I spend working on ChatGPT to solve a problem versus just solving it myself.
Right.
Because, for example, the other day I wanted to, honestly, it was to plan your birthday party.
Oh, sweet.
You know? So I wanted to.
I'm all for it.
Check out some of the, you know, local events in the place that we're going. Like, I was afraid I was going to miss something if I just looked up city events, you know?
Yes.
So I decided to go through ChatGPT and I ended up spending like 45 minutes on there when I meant to spend like a quick 10 just to get an idea.
Well, you know, a couple times today, I got an answer that didn't make sense.
Yes.
Oh, I can tell you exactly what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
If I can cook raw, room temp chicken breasts in the air fryer at 360 for 18 minutes,
mm-hmm.
how many minutes do I need to cook them at 390? Oh, you'll need about 20 minutes. But that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Start over. Repeat the question. Oh, yeah, it's 14 minutes.
Right.
I think sometimes ChatGPT is professional.
Yes. Right. Yeah. But you know what? One of these days, maybe we should do a little head-to-head where I feel like I should be the one using ChatGPT because I feel like you're better at it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm more of the like average user. I think you're more of an advanced user.
No, I know a guy who's even more advanced. He actually uses the projects feature.
Oh, in the sidebar. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
But then I also know people who use it like Google.
Yes, right.
Do you know you can use Google like that? Yes. And it'll kind of do that. Anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, point is, I feel like we should do a head-to-head one of these days where we have a question, a query, something like that.
Yeah.
And I ChatGPT it and you just traditionally look it up and we see who gets better information faster.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, they talk about how in less than another year, it's going to be discovering new elements and giving us solutions to major logistical problems with space travel and shit.
Right.
But, if we're still at chicken.
Right.
And it's going to burn the chicken at least the consumer grade level.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of doubt it right now.
Yeah. Well, and there have been people, too, who've been doing studies that have shown that, like doctors, for example, using ChatGPT are basically becoming less and less. What's the word I'm looking for?
Able to recall the information on their own and understand how things really work?
Competent.
Okay, yeah, because they're more dependent.
Because they're more, yeah.
I can always ask ChatGPT when I'm in the middle of surgery.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which, I mean, like, that's scary.
When we're in the nursing home, we're going to have first-year med students sitting there with their, I don't know, holographic iPad, their Tom Cruise and Minority Report touch screen looking at us, but they're really seeing a screen in front of our face.
Yeah.
And they're going to be asking things and we're just going to have to trust them with our 80-year-old ass.
Well, by then you've lived a good life.
Yeah.
You've had a grape thrice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Two more posts and then we go bye-bye and you can get ready for your trip.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is another post we missed. I don't even know when it was, but somebody posting to whoever has the damn rooster in Ammon, I'm going to come make chicken tenders out of his ass. Like it's 7 at night for hell's sakes. And if I wanted to hear a damn rooster at 5 a.m., I'd live on a damn farm. Yep. Like, don't we have enough noise between Life Flight and 17th Street?
That's fair.
First of all, amazing post.
Yes, hilarious.
Second of all, yeah, like you can't have roosters in city limits.
Yeah. Well, and also roosters don't give a damn what time it is. Everyone thinks that roosters only caw in the morning. Incorrect.
Or crow or cackle. What do roosters do?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they cockle.
They only cock off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of people think they only cock off in the morning. They cock off whenever the fuck they feel like it, much like Mike.
Are you saying I'm a rooster? Are you saying I'm annoying and shouldn't be inside city limits?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're a cock.
Okay. I'll take it.
I'm so mean. I'm so sorry. I've been so mean this episode. I'm not used to being such a bitch.
It's fine. Finally, tonight, if you noticed, here's another post. If you noticed your underwear were missing after using Pump 12 today, don't worry. I found them. There's a small finder's fee, but no biggie. Just kidding. They're still laying on the ground at Maverick.
Ew.
And what appears to be a woman's underwear.
Mm-hmm. I saw that post. I was like, you know, I thought about it for a second because I think that most people's minds kind of go to a very, you know, gross place.
Mm-hmm.
They assume that there was some nasty things happening and that's how these underwear ended up here.
Right.
Now, the way I see it is most likely what happened because this is Adventure's first stop. Okay. This gal, here's the thing.
I'm glad I didn't just take a drink.
Thank you. Anyway, what I think probably really happened is much more innocent. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that there was some hiker. Maybe she just got back from a hike. Maybe she was going to a hike. She realized that she had packed her wallet in the bottom of her bag. She had to dig through it a little, pulled out her wallet, and her underwear happened to fall out too, and she didn't notice.
Does every woman have a spare pair at the bottom?
Well, I mean, if you're going for a trip, you do.
Okay. All right.
You know, and also, frankly, I do. I have a whole spare outfit in my car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just okay. in case.
All right. All right. Yeah.
There have been lots of times when it can be super useful. And also, women do generally need to carry around at least one spare pair of undies, because you never know when you're going to be riding the Crimson Wave.
All right.
You know, when you're not expecting to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would almost say for different reasons, dudes do too.
Yes.
But it's only happened to me a couple times in my life.
Okay. And also, like, what is up with these grown men shitting their pants?
But if you're That's really weird. Sick.
That's weird.
Really sick.
Yes. You really should only be shitting your pants if you're really sick as an adult. If you
sneeze.
Yeah. If you find yourself being an adult and shitting your pants, you are sick. Go to the doctor.
Yeah. Think both times.
Yeah.
In my adult life have been while I was at home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Completely sequestered. Because
you knew you were sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely quarantined.
Right.
And I was still embarrassed.
Oh.
Anyway.
And yet you're telling the entire internet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's human experience.
It happens.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yep.
The magic, of course, lies in the comments and the speculation. Juan Anguiano said, "That's how hot it is today." To which Jenny replied, "Panty dropping hot."
Oh,
I like it.
Man, Jenny, you're good.
Yes. So, Juan and Jenny, you are IFAF this week for the best entertainment we found. Chris Pie 5, 21 finger gun salute, and chef's kiss.
To you for taking something totally gross and making it a fun time for the whole family.
About the whole family. Couple more. Amanda said that underwear saw more mileage than the car at the pump.
Aw, that's rough.
Something also, about a town bicycle.
I will say, too, they're not the sexiest pair of panties.
No.
You know?
No.
I even think they fall a little bit more into granny panty territory.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe that's what they're for.
Yeah, yeah.
Zagger, not a real name, says those darn COVID masks still turning up.
That's funny.
Let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, we've got two reminders and one very fun newcomer. So first and foremost, don't forget the anti-AI art contest that Roddy and his friends over at Roddy TV are doing. That deadline is this Friday. So get in your non-AI art for the chance to win some really cool art supplies and stuff. Also, Saturday, September 20th, is the You Pick Red Barn opening. Again, let's see how they do. I'm hoping that everything is fixed and they are all up to code and everyone's happy. Because I love fun fall activities.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want us to have fewer fun fall activities.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So let's hope that all goes well.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, the one that I'm personally excited for is the PB and Gay LGBTQIA Queer Brunch.
What?
Now, despite the name, all are welcome. That's going to be going on Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. Well, starting at 11 a.m. And they will have gluten-free and nut-free options, so keep that in mind if you do have allergies.
Nut-free, you say?
Well, hopefully not totally nut-free. Just kidding. That's for later. After.
But can we just talk about PB and Gay?
Hilarious.
From the people that brought you Gays and Goss and the Eating Garlic Bread in the Park.
Love it. Yes.
PB and Gay.
No notes. Perfect.
Perfect.
Good job. Now, that being said, this is a free event. It's being put on by Idaho Falls Pride. You can hit them up on Instagram for the location. But they do suggest that you bring a clothing donation. Hmm. My guess is it's probably for the trans clothing swap that's going to be coming up later on. I know
cool.
They have another one.
Yes.
Yeah. So very cool.
Which is a great idea.
I know, right?
By the way, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you transition, you suddenly need a whole damn new wardrobe. That's like a real problem.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah. All right, well, enjoy your PB and Gay.
Yes.
Could you have rainbow jelly? Like grape and strawberry and orange marmalade?
Yeah, lemon.
Could we? Yeah, I think
a little
we
lemon
could,
curd.
I think we could Roy G. Biv.
Okay.
An LGBTQIA.
I think this is a
2S plus sandwich.
And also, the best part is you really only need a red one, a blue one, and a yellow one.
Yeah.
Because then you just mix them together too. Yeah. We've got ideas. We'll help out.
That's our show. Go get them, Tiger.
Be kind to all kinds.
IFAF.